You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. Before you listen to each conversation, you will hear a beep. Now, you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
One. You hear a man talking to an optician about his glasses. What does he need the glasses for? A. Reading. B. Driving. C. Watching TV.
Okay, so tell me. When you're driving and you stop to read something, for example a map or some directions, would you need to take your glasses off?
Yes, I can't read with them on. They hurt my eyes if I try to focus close up with them on.
What about watching TV?
Oh, no. I wear them only when I think it would be dangerous not to wear them. In the car, you know.
Okay, so tell me. When you're driving and you stop to read something, for example a map or some directions, would you need to take your glasses off?
Yes, I can't read with them on. They hurt my eyes if I try to focus close up with them on.
What about watching TV?
Oh, no. I wear them only when I think it would be dangerous not to wear them. In the car, you know.
Two. You hear a tour guide talking to a group of people. Where are they? A. A library. B. An historic house. C. An art gallery.
And this is the book room, named after the superb collection of old books you can see filling the shelves. Amazing, aren't they? This is a room which holds many secrets, such as these strange paintings on the ceiling. Who painted them? Do they mean anything? Perhaps we'll never know. And look at this. If I press this bookcase here and here, yes, it opens a secret door to a hidden bedroom. Come through this way. The furniture in here is 16th century. It's believed that Mary, Queen of Scots, slept in this very bed in 1568. And this is the book room, named after the superb collection of old books you can see filling the shelves. Amazing, aren't they? This is a room which holds many secrets, such as these strange paintings on the ceiling. Who painted them? Do they mean anything? Perhaps we'll never know. And look at this. If I press this bookcase here and here, yes, it opens a secret door to a hidden bedroom. Come through this way. The furniture in here is 16th century. It's believed that Mary, Queen of Scots, slept in this very bed in 1568.
Three. You hear a woman talking to her doctor. What does he think she might need? A. Tablets to stay calm. B. A heart operation. C. New glasses.
Well, it's like this, doctor. I've been having headaches, and I take tablets, but they don't help. And I've been seeing things again.
Well, what do you mean, Mrs. Murphy?
Well, things in front of my eyes, spots and stars. It's driving me mad, and my heart beats too quickly. Can't you give me tablets for that? I just know there's something wrong.
Calm down, Mrs. Murphy. Have you changed your glasses recently?
Well, not for quite a long time. 5 years or more, I think.
Well then, may I suggest you get your eyes tested? In any case, I'll have to give your heart a quick check and take your blood pressure as well.
Well, it's like this, Doctor. I've been having headaches and I take tablets, but they don't help. And I've been seeing things again.
Well, what do you mean, Mrs. Murphy?
Well, things in front of my eyes, spots and stars. It's driving me mad. And my heart beats too quickly. Can't you give me tablets for that? I just know there's something wrong.
Calm down, Mrs. Murphy. Have you changed your glasses recently?
Well, not for quite a long time. 5 years or more, I think.
Well then, may I suggest you get your eyes tested? In any case, I'll have to give your heart a quick check and take your blood pressure as well.
4. You hear a man talking about healthy eating. What does he suggest? A. Eating a large breakfast. B. Eating a sandwich for lunch. C. Eating a big meal in the evening.
I don't know. You young people never seem to eat properly these days. A cup of coffee in the morning, a sandwich for lunch, and then your big meal in the evening. It's just not right. Your poor bodies can't cope. They have to work all night trying to digest the food you've just eaten. What a waste of energy. No, in my day we were always told, breakfast like a king. That way it sets you up for the rest of the day and starts you off right. I don't know. You young people never seem to eat properly these days. A cup of coffee in the morning, a sandwich for lunch, and then your big meal in the evening. It's just not right. Your poor bodies can't cope. They have to work all night trying to digest the food you've just eaten. What a waste of energy. No, in my day we were always told, breakfast like a king. That way it sets you up for the rest of the day and starts you off right.
5. You hear a girl talking about a recent holiday. Why did she come back early? A. Because she didn't like the hotel. B. Because something of hers was stolen. C. Because she was disappointed with the island.
Well, for a start, I wanted to go to the mountains. Clean air, rock climbing, great views, that's the sort of thing I like. But my friends wanted sun, sea and sand, so we ended up taking a 2-week package tour to the Caribbean. Now the island we're on, Antigua, well, it was okay, you know, sunny, nice beach and all that. But the hotel? My goodness, I tell you, it was terrible. But the last straw was on the second night there, when I had my bag snatched. I lost all my money. Just as well I left my passport and tickets at the hotel. But after that, I'd had enough, and I took the first flight home. Well, for a start, I wanted to go to the mountains. Clean air, rock climbing, great views, that's the sort of thing I like. But my friends wanted sun, sea and sand. So we ended up taking a 2-week package tour to the Caribbean. Now the island we're on, Antigua, well, it was okay, you know, sunny, nice beach and all that. But the hotel? My goodness, I tell you, it was terrible. But the last straw was on the second night there, when I had my bag snatched. I lost all my money. Just as well I left my passport and tickets at the hotel. But after that, I'd had enough, and I took the first flight home.
6. You hear a weather forecast on the radio. Which part or parts of England will have the heaviest rainfall? A. London and South East. B. Northern. C. Western and Central.
And now for tomorrow's weather. Partly cloudy in the morning for London and the South East, but overcast by midday with rain in the afternoon. Temperatures will range from 11 to 19 degrees Celsius. There'll also be rain in the north, which will quickly spread to the rest of the country. Rain will be very heavy in some areas by late afternoon, especially in western and central England, and there will be strong winds over most of mainland Britain. And now for tomorrow's weather. Partly cloudy in the morning for London and the southeast, but overcast by midday with rain in the afternoon. Temperatures will range from 11 to 19 degrees Celsius. There'll also be rain in the north, which will quickly spread to the rest of the country. Rain will be very heavy in some areas by late afternoon, especially in western and central England, and there will be strong winds over most of mainland Britain.
7. You have lost some money and you telephone the lost property office. You hear a recorded message. What does the message tell you to do? A. To call in at the office between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. B. To contact the police to make a statement. C. To contact your bank immediately.
Hello, this is the Lost Property Office. There's no one here to take your call at present, but if you've lost something, please listen carefully to the following message. If you've lost valuables such as jewellery, cash or credit cards, you will need to contact your nearest police station as soon as possible to make a statement. In the case of a credit card, you should also contact your bank immediately. For any other items, please call in at our office between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, Monday to Friday. Thank you. Hello, this is the Lost Property Office. There's no one here to take your call at present, but if you've lost something, please listen carefully to the following message. If you've lost valuables such as jewellery, cash or credit cards, you will need to contact your nearest police station as soon as possible to make a statement. In the case of a credit card, you should also contact your bank immediately. For any other items, please call in at our office between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, Monday to Friday. Thank you.
8. You hear a man talking about a new photocopier. What is his problem with it? A. Too many people want to use it. B. It is too slow and gets too hot. C. It does not copy colour sheets correctly.
I was really pleased when we got the new copier. I mean, everyone in the office was. The old one was so slow and got so hot. So when I was told that the new one would do 100 pages a minute and do colour copies as well, I was very excited. Of course, we had a few teething problems at first. The colour wasn't quite right and the copies didn't come out straight. But now my biggest complaint is that it's so good that everyone in the company wants to use it. I was really pleased when we got the new copier. I mean, everyone in the office was. The old one was so slow and got so hot. So when I was told that the new one would do 100 pages a minute and do colour copies as well, I was very excited. Of course, we had a few teething problems at first. The colour wasn't quite right and the copies didn't come out straight. But now my biggest complaint is that it's so good that everyone in the company wants to use it.
Now you have 1 minute to complete the task and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.